Hello today. Welcome to the greatest year in music history, the only podcast about the greatest year in music history. I'm John.
And I'm Jen. And if you're new here, the year is 1997, and we're here to prove it's the greatest year in music history, one album at a time. So today we're talking about Transistor by 311.
All right, let's get right into it. What's your history of the band? Where did you first encounter them?
Yeah, so thinking back, it actually wasn't seeing a music video on MTV like every other episode.
Like every other band, like most bands.
See reference episodes 1 through 6. But the first time I heard them was, I'm pretty sure, hearing All Mixed Up or Down on the radio.
Right.
And it was played a lot and I loved it. And then I remember it was played, because it came out in 95, it was played on the radio a lot, along with No Doubt. But what's it called? I remember I bought that CD, 311, mm-hmm. And No Doubt Tragic Kingdom, used, from a girl named Sunshine at my elementary school for $5.
Okay. So we didn't plan this, but I had a neighbor across the street who, I guess, like over a summer or whatever, and it must have been in 95, had their grandson come to like stay with them or whatever.
Was his name like Moonlight or something?
I think his name was David.
Oh,
but anyway,
anyway,
we would play like basketball in my driveway or whatever, and he had the 311
self-titled.
And I, not gonna lie, I think I bought it from him for $5.
Yes, nice.
That was,
pre-anything.
Yeah. It was like a friend showed you new music and they're like, here.
Right.
And
it was way cheaper than going to the mall and buying
were 10. I don't think we had a...
Oh, that's true. But going to the mall and buying a new CD in 97 was like, what, $18, $20?
Something like that.
Yeah, I had never seen
it
that much
higher
money.
And higher until our beloved Napster came along.
Yeah.
But that was definitely also my first introduction, I think.
Right.
It's probably the radio. Definitely the song Down.
Yes.
Which I always thought was interesting that they, at least in my opinion, didn't really get lumped into that whole rap, rock, new metal thing. I don't know if it was because of like the ska reggae kind of influence.
Right.
But there's, at least on those earlier albums, more rapping, I guess, quote unquote rapping, whatever. And on this album, Transistor, they kind of, for whichever reason, I'm not sure, made a conscious effort to have less of that on the album.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Right. But it's interesting because, okay, I have to admit, I probably haven't listened to this whole album since 1998.
I mean, full disclosure, this was definitely the first time. Doing research for the pod was the first time I listened to this album start to finish.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2024.
Yes. Right. And I have to admit, one of the first thoughts I had was, wow, this sounds more new metal, but way less metal than the word metal. But this sounds way more rap and newy than... Mm-hmm. Any actual new metal band that was out around this time.
Yeah, they have really like crunchy guitar sounds, really chunky.
Yeah.
Heavy riffs.
And then SA is literally rapping.
He is there, and they have a DJ. There's some scritching and scratching.
Right.
Going on.
Yes, I was surprised.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought was no new metal band could rap this hard.
No, probably not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I'm kind of mad that I didn't give this a chance when it came out, because I had heard the one before this, and I know I bought the one after this.
Okay.
Sound System.
Mm-hmm.
I distinctly remember being inside Blockbuster Music. Shout out to Blockbuster Music. And I remember, I think it was just like, oh, I'm going to get a 311 CD.
Mm-hmm.
And it was between Transistor and Sound System. But the Sound System, the Transistor CD, I think it was just like a normal jewel case.
Yeah.
And the Sound System CD was in a trifold.
Yeah.
Green little like thing. It unfolded to look like a boombox. And I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yep. I remember that.
So I opted for that one instead.
Oh, okay.
Which I think that had like Come Original.
It did.
On it.
Yes.
As like the lead.
Yeah.
Lead single.
Yeah. I won't tell 311 that you bought that one instead.
That's all right. Yeah. That's all right. It was one thing too I thought was interesting, just going through this, you know, I put it on the album and I'm like, I'm going to listen to it a few times. It's kind of like how the sausage is made for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll have it on casually and then I'll do like a really deep dive, right? So I have it on casually and it's going. And I'm like, there are 21.
Oh, yeah.
Not including various bonus tracks and I think there was a Japanese bonus track and then there were more bonus tracks on some sort of like reissue or something.
Yeah.
And it's a little over an hour, so the songs aren't that long, but 21 songs blew me away.
I know. Same. I was thinking the same thing. I think we talked about it. We were like, make America over 13 songs again.
Yeah. Make record 60 minutes. Or more again.
I couldn't
unless
believe
they're a
it.
Punk album, in which case they should be like 21 minutes and also have 21 songs.
Right. 21 songs. That is mind-blowing. It takes me back to my so-called life being 19 episodes, I think.
That's a great show.
Amazing.
Yeah, they said it was going to originally be a double album.
Oh.
But this is how cool these dudes seem. They were intended to be a double album, and then they, for whichever reason, released it as a single album, despite its length of duration and despite the number of tracks, because double albums were inherently more expensive, and they wanted it to be a single album so that it was cheaper for the fans to buy the album.
Oh, that's adorable.
If anything, I've read over and over and over again about this band is how they have this really, really amazing relationship with their fans.
Yes. I was going to mention that. I think they still, to this day, 2024, have a cult following.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know, I had heard mostly songs from them that came out in the 90s, and I didn't know that they had such, and this isn't pejorative, but jam band energy.
Right.
There's a lot of guitar noodling.
Yes.
You know, sometimes for better or for worse, right? Who knows? But they also have, you know, 311 Day.
Right.
Which I don't know. Have you ever seen it or went to one? Because I distinctly remember, I only bring it up because I distinctly remember in college watching a live airing on a little channel called HDNet.
Oh, no.
And it was 311 Day.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, cool. Because it was the kids, TV didn't used to be high definition. And this was like high def network, HDNet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could just have live music on.
Nice.
And it was fantastic. And then cut to 10 years later, I ended up working for them for 6 years.
You manifested it.
Yeah, I did manifest it.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you, 311 and Arrested Development reruns. I'm gonna work for them one day.
Interesting. No, I didn't know that. But yeah, this,
I think the last one was like on a cruise ship or something.
I think I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't surprise me that there's a 311 day because it's just easy. March 11th.
Yeah.
But
well, if you're stateside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But
if you're in the UK, you're like November 3rd. Get it. What are we doing?
True. But I did. Did you, when doing research, did you hear what 311 was for or how they got their name?
Actually, no.
So apparently 311 was the police code in Omaha, Nebraska, where they're from.
Wow.
For indecent exposure.
Amazing.
After one of their friends got arrested for skinny dipping.
Was it Peanut?
I think it was Peanut's friend.
I hope it was. Okay, good. Yeah. At least Peanut was involved.
Yeah, he okay. was. Yes. But
Peanut,
yeah.
of course, the bass player,
mm-hmm.
Who's really, really good. Amazing. Everyone in the band is a very exceptional musician. You don't have, I think they have, 13 something albums?
Yeah.
It's not possible to have that many albums and not be like a really talented musician, songwriter, right. etc.
Yeah. Yeah. So this leads me into what are your favorite songs or guitar parts or lyrics?
Well, for me, you know, the two of the singles, Beautiful Disaster and then the titular Transistor,
mm-hmm.
are really high up there, especially because I love that. I don't know, something just aligns with me really well that it's like the record's called Transistor, the first song's called Transistor, and it's a good song. Like just kicking off the album in like a really good banger.
Yeah.
Is always fun.
Yeah.
I really liked a couple of the other ones that weren't singles. One called Galaxy.
Yeah.
That's early on in the album. Mm-hmm. I liked it really because they have, again, these chunky metal guitar riffs, and then they have this sort of like pre-verse, post-chorus interlude or whatever, where they just randomly go into like different time signatures and like it's really technical and then just back into it. And like those more metal-leaning songs,
yeah,
like that really resonated with me. Another couple were Electricity, another just like heavy groove riff.
Yeah.
That I just love the way their guitar sounds. And then I really liked another one called Tune In,
mm-hmm.
that has this really cool, something they're really known for, their vocal harmony.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like this, on paper you wouldn't think it would work as well as it does with the guy rapping who then starts harmonizing with the lead singer who's also playing guitar. But when they hit a certain register,
mm-hmm.
it is very, very good. What about you?
Yeah. So listening back to the full album, I didn't realize that the three singles from the album are within the first four songs, which was interesting.
After that, it's for me, it was just completely uncharted territory.
Yeah. But so Galaxy is in the top four, and Galaxy wasn't a single.
Right.
But that one, I remember thinking that one was like, yeah, kind of heavy to mm-hmm. start. And then the fact that SA just starts rapping.
Yeah.
I was a little bit caught off guard with how.
Also, I love the name. Come on. I know. That's just a fun name.
Yeah.
Any name that involves like sort of a pun, it's great.
Well, and also San Antonio, poor Vita.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we're from South Texas. So.
I can't say SA without thinking of San Antonio.
Right.
So when I say him, when I say SA referring to him, I'm just like, why am I talking about San Antonio right now?
Right.
It's weird. But I'd have to say, I think Beautiful Disaster is my favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
It always has been. But Transistor and Prisoner are mm-hmm. a equal tie for second place.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I'm always going to lean towards the more metal stuff
mm-hmm.
when I have a choice. And the jam band, again, guitar noodling stuff that happens, not really in Prisoner, but in the latter half of the record.
Yeah.
Isn't going to resonate with me as much as those other ones I called out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what you mentioned about like grooving and things like that, I don't know what it was or what particular part of any song, but mm-hmm. I'm realizing more and more just how like reggae. And
yeah.
At one point I thought I heard a like Beach Boys influence.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is so just beach, like chill.
I mean, probably amber's the color
mushrooms.
Of your energy. You know?
Oh yeah.
As they always say.
We need to talk about their obsession with like space and
it was the '90s. It was a different time.
It cracks me up. Yeah. I probably should have done more research into their obsession with like literally the galaxy. There's a song called Jupiter, Inner Light Spectrum.
Oh yeah.
I love it. I just wonder how high they were. Were they high at the time?
Maybe they're hopped up on those Omaha steaks.
Oh yeah, that's true. It could be the steaks.
They probably weren't still in Omaha by this point, but one can dream.
Yeah.
So would you call this a no skip album? It can't 21 songs.
Yeah. So I'm not a very good 311 fan. I'm going to say that like halfway in.
Mm-hmm.
So what is 21 divided by 2?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. Like 12.
Halfway into the 11th song?
11th-ish. It starts to kind of sound the same after that.
Wow.
A little bit.
Okay.
And so I'm not saying I would skip the entire last half.
No, good. No, but that, but
I'm
see,
terrible.
Some of those
call the cops.
Ones that I called out are in that latter half, and mm-hmm. like maybe it was because of some of the sameness.
Yeah.
When they kick back into like a metal song, and my ears perked up.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. What about? Do you think it still rules?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean I was. Hearing those songs again, hearing those riffs, I'm just remembering playing guitar and wanting to learn some of those riffs or relearn how to play, you know, the lick on Beautiful Disaster. Like,
yes,
it's totally still rules.
Yeah.
Especially the one time, I believe it was only one time that we saw them live.
Oh, yeah. Should we talk about that?
Let's do it.
Okay.
I think you should go first and talk about how we saw them live.
Okay. So
we'll call this Jen's Contest Corner.
I can barely remember how it started, but I'm pretty sure it was an Instagram contest. I think, is that how you,
I think that's right.
Okay. So I entered a contest on Instagram. I don't remember how or when or what. I don't know, profile, username, who it was, but I entered a contest. This was right before COVID, maybe a year or two before COVID. So 2018, 2019.
Yeah, definitely pre-COVID.
And we had never seen them.
Correct.
How long have we been alive? A long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've loved them a long time.
Maybe too long.
So I knew they were coming to an area near us, and we were like, should we go? No, let's maybe. And we were debating it. And then I enter this contest to go. And I freaking win.
Of course. Right. No, I mean, I think for the listeners, you'll need some sort of bingo card. Like when, how off, like bingo tile for, did they mention Red Rocks? Did Jen win a contest, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Because yes, of course, you won a contest. So that we could go see them at Red Rocks.
And it was Red Rocks, yeah. But it was so cool. It was a lot of, I guess, sponsors included within the contest. So we went to this brewery, and they were part of the contest sponsors. And then they took us on this, like, tuk-tuk.
Yeah, we hung out with the driver, and he's tucking us around Denver.
Around town. It was so cool. And then, so one night they were going to play.
Not all the way to Red Rocks. That would have been a jaunt.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. My thighs hurt just thinking about.
Right. I think it was it even a separate day?
Yeah. It was two nights back to back.
Wow. That's right.
So we went the first night where they were just playing a local, like.
That's right. We saw them back-to-back nights at different venues. That was the really cool thing about the tour.
Yes.
Was that one of the nights it was at a really small, intimate venue that I don't even know if you could buy tickets to. It might have been like fan club slash contest only or something.
Right.
And then their next night we're playing full-on Red Rocks.
Right.
There's however many...
Thousands.
Dozen.
Yeah.
Thousand people. Yeah.
And so went on that tuk-tuk ride around town, and then they dropped us off at the smaller venue, and we got there a little bit early, which was perfect because we got to go upstairs and get like on the balcony, but close, like overlooking the stage.
It was fabulous.
And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And then the very next night it was Red Rocks, and that was just like a... just go to Red Rocks and see them. And so we went, and it was even more fun. And didn't they bring out like a Red Man or something?
I think, well, part of the tour was Method Man and Red Man.
Oh, okay.
So I think they opened.
Oh, that's right.
And there
right.
was someone before them.
That's right.
I think Method Man and Red Man performed together the whole time. And there was someone before them. I don't remember who. In the 311 headline. But what's interesting about them, and we were watching the other day, too, like 311. It wasn't a Tiny Desk concert, but it was like a radio station something or whatever. Mm-hmm. They, in my opinion, they can't help playing as if they're playing to 14,000 people at Red Rocks. So they're bringing energy, stage presence.
Cosmic.
Cosmic
inner light spectrum.
Outer light, inner light, all the light. But they're bringing the same energy you would do to command a 14,000 outdoor amphitheater in this tiny little venue.
Right.
So that was just really cool to see from like a stage production point of view and the stuff that they had projected, you know, the lights and everything. It's this big time show in this little place.
Right.
So it was really cool to see that and then juxtaposed to the next night, seeing them do same energy, but having it in front of thousands and thousands of people instead of a few hundred people in a small venue.
Yeah, definitely. It was so good. I'm so glad we finally got to see them. I do wish we got to see them in their heyday, like back years
and
years.
Some say they're in their heyday now, too.
I know. I can't believe it.
They're pumping out records.
Yes.
Nick is in... Tip top, ripped shape.
Has he aged? Call Paul Rudd.
I don't think so. Yes, we'll call Paul Rudd. What's funny about him? I was reading that he was with, and this kind of ties into my days at HDNet / Access. He was with Nicole Scherzinger or whatever from the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh,
like in the early 2000s,
like dating?
Yeah,
I didn't
for like
know
years.
That. What?
And then they broke up, and then he married someone, Nikki. He's obsessed with his own first name.
Nick.
Oh, right.
Interesting. He's also obsessed with the galaxy. Okay.
Maybe there's a cosmic alignment with the name Nick, so he had to be with someone named Nicole, and now he's with someone named Nikki.
All right.
We'll ask him next time we see him.
Okay. Dear Nick.
What's your workout regime? How much protein do you take on a day?
Yeah.
And what's with the name?
Nick.
Okay.
Okay. Got it. So let's talk about music videos because we watch those.
Those are a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun.
If you're listening right now, I need you to turn this off and go watch the music video for Transistor.
Yes. Yeah. So they had three videos for the three singles, Beautiful Disaster, Prisoner, Transistor.
Yeah.
Beautiful Disaster. It's just kind of like live, you know, crazy footage from like crazy crowds. You know, people are stage diving, people are having fun,
right?
Fun, weird editing because it was, of the time. Prisoner was a strange sort of concept video, a girl's in a box.
Oh, yeah, but
there's guys in suits.
I need to talk about that. I looked into it.
Okay,
apparently, it is S.A. Martinez's favorite 311 song.
All right.
Adorable. And yeah, I wondered this, but I don't know if he said this, but apparently the song is about feeling trapped and not being able to be yourself
Pretty like much. You're stuck in the Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, the video for Transistor. I haven't seen anything like that before.
No, see? You can't make music videos like this.
No, no.
It's a television screen orbiting in midair.
In full on 1997 era CGI.
Right.
So let's get that right.
Well, first of all, I think TRL stole it.
Probably.
Transistor came first, and then TRL was like, this looks cool.
What if we put up our graphics right. in a TV set?
See? And then in the TV is just, it was more live footage, right?
Yeah, it was them performing.
Right.
The song.
Mm-hmm.
I think both some live and some, it looked like them.
Stage, sort of.
Filmed on a stage for right. the video. You know, they have very glossy shirts on and things like that, as you did in the 90s. But the TV has six screens, cube. Or a screen on every side.
It's a cube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's spinning around in midair on like a street corner.
Yeah.
And then...
Jamiroquai wishes.
Yeah. And then it's in like a park, and then it's somewhere else, and it's somewhere else, and it's just this TV, and it's just spinning around in a 3D space. Now, I think the movie Cube also came out in 87, so really... Who actually did it first? I don't know.
Whoa. Existenz.
Existenz was 99. We'll get there. We'll get there eventually. But all yeah, right. Transistor is a fantastic video.
Yeah. Please go watch it. We give you permission to turn this off.
As long as you turn it back on.
Yeah.
Or give us a rating, and follow, then, rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So is it their best album?
I would have to go and listen to more. I mean, I would probably only really give the self-titled, this one, and Sound System like
right.
the potential.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I know they just did a huge anniversary tour of, I think it's called Grassroots, which is the one before the self-titled,
mm-hmm.
which is, now you're talking like early 90s. I mean, I think they formed even in the late 80s, so
I know.
I'd love to give those a chance next.
Yeah, I can't believe that Transistor was their fourth right. album.
I think now they're on like 13, not yeah. even kidding.
Amazing.
But pound for pound, I mean, out of 21 tracks, there's a lot of bangers on here. I mean, yeah. this might be their best album, I don't know.
I know.
We'll have to do a follow-up.
Yeah, I can't say because I'm not the best 311 fan. Like I haven't listened to enough of the other albums.
Right.
It's up there just based on pound for pound, like singles, hit singles. Mm-hmm. You know, I mm-hmm. think 311 had All Mixed Up and Down.
Right.
But I love Hive and a couple other songs. So who knows? I don't know. I want to say, for me, yes.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think this time of them in the 90s, like, it, that was probably, you know, compared to the other work later on. I got more, again, more in that jam band energy,
mm-hmm.
of which I only can say that based on what we saw live, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely like this 90s era.
311, yeah. Me too. Yeah. Was it overplayed?
For me, no, because I don't really... I wasn't, you know, wearing the CD out back then.
Right.
You know? I mean, I think their song Amber got overplayed.
Yeah.
But that was like at least two or three albums later, you know?
Right.
So for me, it wasn't overplayed. Not on this album.
I'd have to agree. I could listen to these... Three singles and the whole album forever. I think it's just...
Forever.
Whoa.
Okay.
Maybe... Am I exaggerating?
I mean...
But it, what I'm saying is it wasn't overplayed at
right,
all.
That's true.
But I guess... I also agree. I could hear what you say about Amber. But even Amber wasn't overplayed for me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe for me. I don't know. Either way.
Yeah.
It was a fun guitar riff, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I need to learn how to play this.
Yeah.
So what would you rate it?
I'm going to have to say like 85 out of 97.
Yeah, I think I even went a few lower. I might go with my solid 80 again. Because Here's the thing, you know, and we've said this on episodes before. I mean, when the good songs are on, you know, there's 5, 6, 7 that are straight up bangers to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 21. So
it's a lot.
Again, I'm a math person. The math, you know, when you look at the average.
Right.
Again, I still think an 80 is quite good.
It is. Yeah.
So.
All right.
Do you have any other final thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I was thinking about it, and you know how we said Blink-182 is just like a fun time?
Oh, yeah.
311, it just feels good. It's fun, but it's also just groovy.
Right.
And
well, it's your inner light.
Right. My inner light spectrum.
It's the inner light spectrum.
It's my galaxy.
Yeah. I mean, I think I totally agree. You know, Blink had that punk raw, or Blink 90s Blink, we should say,
mm-hmm.
had punk raw energy, fun times, Warped Tour, hanging out at the Warped Tour, whatever, yeah. Wherever the lyrics are. 311 is a different fun. I mean, it is that jam band kind of energy, which I don't usually love or like seek out.
Yeah.
But listening to it on this album, I was totally here for it.
Hooked.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It's a good time for sure.
Okay. Well, I think that'll do it for this week. Thanks everybody for listening. Make sure to follow us on social. We're at Greatest Music Pod on all the platforms out there. Maybe some that don't even exist yet.
Yeah, and tell us your favorite memories of this album. We'd love to hear from you. And give us a follow and a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast now.
Overcast.
Over all those. Yeah.
And stay tuned next week. We'll be covering everyone's favorite comeback of all time now. We're diving into My Own Prison by Creed.
Awesome.
See you next week.